The Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Hichilema urges AU reforms to deliver real benefits. 90% of Kaoma FRA farmers paid. In international headlines, Trump says very dangerous for UK to do business with China. And in sports, Senegal coach Theo turns down a fan donations. And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has called on fellow African leaders to strengthen efforts to reform the African Union, AU, so that it delivers tangible benefits to ordinary citizens across the continent. Speaking during the third session of the AU Reform Committee chaired by Kenyan President William Samoei Ruto, President Hichilema says Zambia wants an African Union that works faster, focuses on priorities that matter, and responds to the everyday realities of Africans. President Hichilema emphasized that boosting intra-African trade is critical to unlocking sustainable development. He noted that Africa still trades more with the rest of the world than within the continent, a situation he believes can be reversed through stronger regional integration. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has advised citizens to be tax compliant and make the right declarations on imported goods to avoid their goods being seized. ZRA Communications Manager Oliver Nzala has stated that it is not the authority's desire to seize goods from people, but they are, however, left without a choice than to enforce the law. Mr. Nzala has noted that it is sad that people still want to smuggle goods under declare or use origin fraud to avoid paying taxes. He has reminded that the government needs resources to provide services to the people, hence paying taxes benefits everyone. He was speaking on the Neighborhood Radio program on One Love Radio.
Want to do is to collect revenue. It's not in our interest to auction. It's not in our interest to seize. Remember, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, government needs revenue to provide the services that we need as a country. Even the electricity that we're using right now to go live on air, it's because, you know, government is able to find different institutions, including ZESCO and many other institutions that provide, you know, that are used to provide services to the ordinary citizen. We're also looking at good hospitals, roads, social transfer. We want to create an inducive environment where businesses can thrive.
Yeah. The Democratic Union has announced key leadership appointments aimed at strengthening the party's governance and strategic direction. Party President Akim Anthony Njovu confirmed that Kaunda Piri has been appointed Deputy National Chairman, while Gerard Mulao has taken up the role of Secretary General. Mulao brings significant political experience to the position, having previously served as Secretary General of the People's Alliance for Change, PAC, in 2021 and as running mate to party leader Andy Ford Banda. Announcing the appointments, Njovu says the new leadership team would enhance organizational efficiency as well as advance the party's mission of inclusive national development. He congratulated both Piri and Malao and called on all party members to give them full support as they assume their new responsibilities. The Department of Immigration has detained 165 suspected illegal immigrants following a cleanup operation conducted yesterday in various parts of Lusaka with support from other defense and security wings. A total of 182 individuals were initially apprehended, but 15, mostly Zambian nationals, were released unconditionally after screening. Two foreign nationals, a Turkish and a Syrian citizen, were handed over to the Anti-Terrorism Center for further investigations, while the remaining suspects were detained pending further screening and possible persecution. According to the department, those detained in Lusaka include 106 Burundians, 22 Congolese, 10 Rwandanese, 3 Chinese nationals, 3 Tanzanians, and individuals from Egypt, India, Malawi, Somalia, and Zimbabwe, among others. 14 suspects are yet to have their nationalities ascertained. In a related joint operation carried out earlier on January 28, 2026 in Ndola's Twapia and Ndeke Townships, the Ndola Regional Immigration Office detained 22 suspected illegal immigrants, including Somali refugees found outside designated settlements without authority, as well as Tanzania and Kenyan nationals. Commenting on the operations, Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati H. Nshinka says the exercises were part of the ongoing efforts to ensure compliance with Zambia's immigration laws. The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has taken a bold step to fight corruption in the procurement process. Speaking at the fourth quarter of 2025 media briefing, ZPPA Director General Gloria Ngoma says the authority conducted 18 investigations, concluding 13 and suspending 2 companies for submitting fake documents and failing to meet contractual obligations. She says CTR Drilling was suspended for 1 year for submitting a fake National Council for Construction certificate, while Wave Tech Innovations was suspended for failing to deliver a Cisco router worth over 600,000 kwacha. Ms. Ngoma says ZPPA also considered 26 appeals from aggrieved bidders, concluding 20 and directing procuring entities to re-evaluate bids and ensure fairness and transparency.
ZPPA, however, established that the tax clearance certificate for the said bidder was valid as of 31st July 2025. Therefore, ZPPA directed the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services to re-evaluate the bids for the above tender and ensure that all documents were verified with issuing institutions in accordance with Regulation 2234 and Regulation 97-2A of the Public Procurement Regulations.
Agriculture News.
Kaoma District Commissioner Kashina Sheba says about 90% of farmers who supplied maize to the government through the Food Reserve Agency FRA for the 2025-2026 marketing season have been paid. She says the payments reflect government's commitment to ensuring that farmers are compensated promptly for their produce. Ms. Sheba has explained that banks in the district have extended their working hours up to 21 hours to speed up the payment process, enabling between 500 and 600 farmers to receive their money each day. She notes that the remaining payments are processing steadily as funds have already been released for the purpose. She has since appealed to farmers who are yet to be paid to remain patient, assuring them that the process will soon be completed. Ms. Sheba has also clarified that Kaoma District is currently processing payments for its own farmers, while farmers from Luampa and Keema are being paid in their respective districts. We now take a break. Do stay tuned.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing Your Pension Services just got